This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club.
And clouds of white.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Cheryl, and it sounds like she has peach leaf curl on her peach tree. And we talked about using the fruit tree spray or a Funganil. So Funganil, right on the back of the package, will say you want to make one application at leaf fall in late autumn, make one or two additional applications in mid to late winter before buds begin to swell, okay? And then you could do some spraying during the season now. Are the leaves, is it completely infested throughout the whole entire plant, or is it just one side, one area?
Yeah, it's just the lower part of the tree on the right. I don't see anything upward, and I don't see anything on the other tree yet.
Okay, so I know that, what I would look at doing is to take out as many of those leaves as possible and just, throw them in the trash. Don't put them in a compost pile, but get rid of as many as you can. And then from there, I want you to spray the plant. I don't want you to spray it right away, because what I'd want you to do is, remove as many of those leaves as possible and then spray it to prevent anything else from forming on the other areas as well.
Okay, now, will I be able to harvest the peaches, or will...
So the peaches will be fine. The fruit inside is going to be okay. It has a lot to do with the leaves. It's just the fungus that happens. And the cool, rainy spring weather is part of the reason why this happens.
Right. Well, we've been sitting in the 90s this past week.
Yep.
And I read online that actually that might help slow it down, too.
It will because it likes the cooler, rainier type temperatures versus the hot. And so, it's definitely going to help it. It's just, for future, we need to make sure you look at spraying this in the late fall once the leaves have dropped. That way we're preventing for next year. That's the biggest thing to do.
Yeah, and is this something I should do yearly?
You're going to need to.
Yeah, okay.
It's not just a one-and-done type thing. We use it as a preventative just to make sure it's not harming it as well.
Okay, and I should spray the other tree as well, even though I don't see anything.
I would as a preventative, 100% as a preventative, making sure that it doesn't affect the rest of it.
Okay, well, I'm just online looking at the Funganil, and I'll order it and get started on it.
Awesome. Well, good luck.
All right, thank you for your help.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. do have a couple calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Joe's in Vermont.
Joe, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I was wondering how to kill lichen on a gravestone.
Okay. So it's actually an easy way to do it. Have you ever heard of a product called Wet and Forget?
Yep. Actually, I have some.
So Wet and Forget could be used on there. It will clean up the spores that are on there. It's meant to be used on, like, roofs, patios, siding, all that type of thing. So, you know, it might take some, you know, a little bit of pressure of cleaning the stone and then spraying it as a preventative after the fact. But I would kind of do both because it will definitely work to help make sure it's taken care of. But Wet and Forget is definitely a great product for that. To help prevent for future as well.
Sweet. Does the copper fungicide work on black knot?
Not really. There's not a lot that works on the black knot. You know, I get the... It won't do a lot, I will tell you that. I don't think it's powerful enough for it. I think it's a good alternative, but it's not the end-all, cure-all, in all honesty.
Right on. One more real quick one.
Yeah.
How to protect my Brussels sprouts.
Protect them from...
Captain Jack's
okay.
Dead bug and
yep.
Some neem oil, and was wondering if that was the right direction to go.
Yeah, so a little bit of each is the way to go, depending upon what's, you know, you're preventing it for. The neem oil is kind of an all-around insecticide. We'll do a lot of each, whereas the Captain Jack's is best for, like, worm-type insects, like caterpillar-type insects, right? So that would be...
Well, like the little tiny, almost maggot-looking things that bore holes
yep.
into...
And that's where the Captain Jack's comes into play, because it's better for that style insect, right? It was for the longest time when we had a lot of damage from winter moth, those little green like inchworms. The number one recommended was a Captain Jack's to spray them because of that's what it works the best on is that type of caterpillar, small caterpillars, and that's the same thing as what you're looking to do to prevent on the Brussels sprouts.
Nice, thank you.
All right, you have a great rest of your day, Joe.
You too.
Thanks. Bye bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And Nathan, we got a couple more calls on the line.
We are full blocking. Someone calls or someone drops another call. Donna is in Centerville, Mass.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. We
Good morning.
Love your show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have a quick question for you. I prematurely, I believe, put out my hibiscus planters. They are anywhere between 5 to 10 years old, and I bring them in the winter. They're very large. They're tree-like. But unfortunately, because I believe I put them out prematurely, the leaves have turned white, and they're very wilty-looking.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything I can do to bring them back?
Well, I definitely think so, right? You know, did they just recently turn white?
Yes, this week. And only
so
like two of them. The other
right.
two are perfectly fine.
So my question for you is, when you touch the white on there, does it rub off or is it stuck on the leaf?
No. The whole leaf itself turned white and they're drooping and they're falling off the tree. The leaf
okay.
itself turned white, almost as though it was frostbitten.
Yeah. It didn't turn... like black at all? It just turned white?
No. Yes, white and very wilty. And then they just eventually fall off when the wind, you know, picks up.
Okay. It is like a, you know, it makes me think that it is like a fungus, right?
Okay.
Sometimes that'll happen to them where it gets like a powdery mildew. But I, you know, based on what you're telling me, it's not really... completely Like, it's completely white, not just like a powder on top of it.
No powder. Yeah, there's no powder at all. The whole leaf is just white. It turns white and just very wilty. It's alarming looking.
So, are they in full sun?
Yes.
So, I'm wondering if... It's kind of crazy because hibiscus loves full sun. Is maybe they got a little bit of like sunburn from just the extreme temperature changes, mm-hmm. where we went from, you know, 50s, 60s, low 70s to like 90, mm-hmm. High humidity, high temperature. Sometimes that happens.
Okay.
What I would look to do is see if you could get it in an area where maybe it got a little bit of afternoon shade, if possible.
Okay, I can do that.
You know, so because it can tolerate, you know, 8 hours plus of sun, but what could be happening is it just got too much too quickly, causing mm-hmm. it to burn that way. Okay. I would look at watering it heavily. I would look at fertilizing with an all-purpose type fertilizer to give it a boost back.
Okay.
I have to hit a break. I want to go over a couple other things that I want you to do, too, because I think it's important for you. So hang tight with me.
Thank you,
for
Patrick.
Everyone else, phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BearAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Donna, and she was saying that some of the leaves on her hibiscus just turned white, and the leaves just fell off and just turned that way. So just really happened, just started this past week, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I really think it has a lot to do with sunburn, like I said. But what I want you to do is the areas that had some of these leaves that were turning this, this color, excuse me, we're going to want to prune and clean, right?
Okay.
So we're going to want to look at the branching that's there and see if any of the branching, you know, the twigs have started to turn a like a different color a little bit, started to change the, you know, from it's like a light brown to like a dark brown, or it just seems like it's just not doing well, right?
Okay.
That's what I want you to look at. If that's the case, we want to find where the difference in color is on the plant, because it you can definitely see it.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, that's when you're going to prune that back to below it by like about an inch. Clean it up.
Okay.
And do that. So that's the cleanup of it. The other thing I'd like for you to do, and it sounds a little bit crazy, especially because it could, you know, we will have humidity eventually. But right now there's just not enough humidity around the plant to keep the leaves moist enough so that they will, you know, not do this, not do the sunburn, right? So misting your plants with water for the time being will definitely help as well. That's going to allow the plants to not get that sunburn from the sun too much. So it's definitely something to look at doing as well.
And when do you suggest misting? In the morning or throughout the day or in the evening?
So I would look at doing mornings.
Mornings
is definitely the best way to do it. At night, I'd rather water any plant during the morning just because of the humidity and the hotness during the day. What'll happen is if the plant stays dry throughout the day where it's warm,
mm-hmm.
what can happen is the plant is always searching for water, and it could end up drying out worse than if you water in the morning, because it's going to have water throughout the day. It's going to dry out overnight when it's not as hot. It's cooler. Mm-hmm. There's moisture in the air. And then in the morning, it will do that. And when it goes into the hot periods of the day dried out, it actually can get worse and further do damage. So that's why mornings are best.
Okay, great. Wonderful. So there is a chance that this plant will come back then.
Now, I really think it will. I would look at doing something along the lines of, you know, a fertilization to it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at using like a Neptune's Harvest. You can use any wettable powder, like a Peter's or Jack's Classic, like a 10-10-10, 20-20-20 houseplant type fertilizer. I think it's definitely worth it.
Oh, wonderful. This is good news. I was so afraid because, like I said, this one is close to 10 years old, and I hated to lose it. You know, it has the braided trunk. It's absolutely gorgeous, and it's about 8 feet high, you know.
I would look at also, you know, just for the next week or so, is it possible to bring it inside?
That was my next question. Would that be a good suggestion? Yes, I can.
Yeah, so here's the thing, right? So the temperature right now, according to what's on my computer here, tells me it's 49 degrees out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in Chelmsford. So it's cold for a hibiscus or like a house plant type, right? It's not freezing temperatures, but this weather is just so cold during the night. And you know, the next few days is going to look this way, especially with some rain possible. So I'd bring it in and think about putting it out in about a week to 10 days when the weather starts to turn a little bit, where it's going to be sunny and warm consistently and not have major drops from midday to morning, right? And that's like a 30-degree temperature change. We don't want that.
Mm-hmm. Right,
so just to be safe for the next week, I'd like for you to keep it indoors. Okay?
Great. Thank you very much, Patrick. Appreciate it.
All right, Donna. Have a great one.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvance Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA News Update. Officials in India say rescue operations for survivors of a major train crash have come to an end. Railway workers are now focused on clearing the tracks. More than a dozen migrants from South America were taken to a California church by private plane. California Governor Gavin Newsom working with the Department of Justice to find out who paid for their travel expenses and if any crimes were committed. A county sheriff in Maryland accused of renting out machine guns. Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins says he wants to be tried separately from the gun owner he partnered with. A four-year-old girl survived a fall from a third-story window in Brooklyn, New York. She only has a broken leg. Set designers for the new Barbie movie needed so much pink paint, they apparently caused a worldwide shortage. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Had a number of calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Sandy's in Chelmsford.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Hi.
Good morning. My problem is with a weeping cherry and a Japanese red maple. My Japanese red maple only leafed out maybe halfway, and my weeping cherry has maybe an eighth of the amount of leaves on it. Could that have been due to the drought last year? What I did this year is I made holes in the ground and I put some Plantone about every 2 feet to try to help remedy this. Do you know if there's something else I can do or if they're on their way out?
Well, so there's a couple things I'd be looking at doing. Checking the bark on the areas where there is no leaves that have formed.
Mm-hmm.
Checking in to see if there's green behind it or brown behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Are these older trees?
Yes.
Okay.
Like they're probably at least 30 years old.
Okay.
But when I go around town, and you may have noticed it too, the weeping cherries, there are some that have nothing on them. Mine have a few, but not many at all, and I got maybe 2 flowers on it.
Yeah. So I think it had a lot to do with the winter damage causing it. I'm not going to lie, I almost feel like I know exactly where it is. I drive by it on Westford Street all the time.
Yep, you're right.
I might have mentioned you on the show about 2 weeks ago because I saw something. I saw it and I was like, wow, this is so crazy because the weeping cherry probably is about a foot in diameter, would you say?
At least, yep.
Yeah. So I know
there's
where you live.
There's another one on the same street that has nothing.
Exactly. The fertilizer is going to help, but what I really want you to do is take a look at, so start with the weeping cherry. Take a look and see if there's any brown behind the branching that is there. The major trunk is probably okay. There's probably some green behind it, so there is some hope. Mm-hmm. I just think what's happening is the winter, what happened was we had that really cold temperatures in January.
Mm-hmm.
And then in March, it really warmed up, got the plants going, but then we got into some freezes and some real cold. Mm-hmm. And the sap that was flowing through the plant started, then stopped, and it shocked the entire plant. So it was starting, it was getting ready, and then that cold snap did it. Mm. So I think that has a lot to do with it.
Okay.
The fertilizing for something along, you know, the size of that weeping cherry, you're going to need to use a good amount of tree tone or plant tone on it. How much did you use on it?
Oh, gosh. Maybe a couple of pounds. It's hard. I just kept making the holes and pouring it in. So, and I took it from one of those great big bags of plant tone. So I can't say honestly. But, I mean, I've done it before because the tree looked like it was maybe...
Yeah.
Starting to have a little bit of trouble because it's so old. I don't know. But it did help. And it definitely helped the grass where I planted it.
So what I'd want you, the reason why I ask is, so they actually recommend on the package to use 3 pounds per inch of trunk diameter.
Oh, wow. So okay.
So that's why I was asking, right? So you probably could be putting more into that plant right now to help it just get a little bit more to it. In the same areas that you were doing before, you know, the other thing is I just read the fine print on the package here. It says you double the amount of use for trees over 6 inches in trunk diameter. So there's probably no way you used enough on it because that would be 6 pounds per inch. So if we're, you know, let's just call it a foot for ease here.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? 50 pounds?
Oh, my God.
Right
goodness.
There.
Wow.
So you need a lot for that tree is what I'm trying to say. So I think you could do it again to help it. Right?
Okay.
And you could do the same thing on the maple that's next to it or near it.
Yeah, it is right next to it.
Yeah.
Okay. So actually, when I do it right in between, it would go for both trees actually, right?
Yep. Yep, definitely.
Okay. All right, I will add some more. And also, the watering must be more, because I really never water those trees, because they're just so big, but maybe that would help.
So what I'd like to see you do is possibly, there's a couple ways. One, you could just throw the hose on there on a trickle and let it sit for like an hour or so for each one. Get there deep into the soil. That will help.
Mm-hmm.
And do that every few days. You could also just go grab like a soaker hose, circle around, not really close to the trunk, but a couple feet out.
Okay.
And then you'll be able to, you know, just throw the hose on it. It'll soak all the way around instead of just one area.
Okay.
Now, for that Japanese maple, what I want you to do is you can probably tell there's two different color branching on the maple right now. There's like a light gray color.
Yes.
And then there's the regular branching color. Those light gray are just easy. They snap right off, right?
Okay.
A lot of that is dead. It's not going to come back no matter what you do. So you're going to have to clean it up a little bit, right?
Okay.
You're going to have to get rid of those the best you can. A lot of them, honestly, as you touch them, they'll start to snap and you know it's okay. The ones that don't snap immediately, check those for green underneath as well. And then where you find the green and you find the difference between the green and the brown, cut like a half an inch to an inch below where that brown ends so that it can reform branching, etc.
Okay. All right. Is there a lifespan to these two trees?
There isn't. You know, they tap out at a certain height, and that's kind of what they've done. Looks like, you know, just from driving by, that it's a blood good maple, and that's about 18 to 25, 20-ish feet high. That's about where they get.
Okay.
That weeping cherry was probably last time, if I remember exactly, it's about the same. It's about a little bit shorter than that, and that's about where it gets.
Mm-hmm.
It just can keep going. But I will say, not that it helps, but weeping cherries in general this year have had nothing but issues. A lot of people have actually had what happens is, like I was saying with the sap, how it starts to flow.
Mm-hmm.
The sap inside almost explodes and causes the bark to remove itself from the inner cambium there. And so it's happening everywhere. And for some reason, it chose that family, the weeping cherries or cherries in general. So the fertilizer is definitely going to help it. I might look at using some protolizer, if possible, to work with it.
Actually, I watered that in. I did water in some protolizer.
Perfect. That's going to help you a lot. Work with it, and I'm sure you're seeing some changes in it. But I think it just had a bad winter.
Okay. I just didn't know whether it was hopeless.
I don't think it is. I think you just got to give it a little bit of time. Clean up some of the dead that you know is dead, because what's also happening to the plant is the plant's trying to fix that area. It's trying to go to the areas where there's damage and trying to do something to it. If we cut the dead out, it allows the plant to move elsewhere, go into other parts of the plant to rejuvenate it.
Okay. Yeah, it's just so hard because they're so big.
I understand.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to give it my best shot because we love those trees and more fertilizer. And while we mentioned plant tone, is there a difference between vegetable tone and garden tone, like for the vegetable garden?
Not a huge amount. Okay. Either one.
Yeah, I just didn't know if you could use them interchangeably, because I have garden tone, but I don't have vegetable tone.
Yeah, I'd just go with the garden tone. You're fine. That's actually a really good one for your veggies.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And all right, Sandy.
Some improvement.
I'll keep my eye out on my drives in the morning.
Okay. Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks, Sandy. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a number of calls already, so I'm going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Gene's in Cape Cod.
Gene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question. Bare tree and shrub for my hemlocks and my birch. I can't find it in Massachusetts.
Yeah, you won't be able to, unfortunately. So it was taken off the market. The product, the active ingredient in it, imidacloprid, has caused damage in bees and pollinator-type insects. So the way it's done, it can actually, when a plant absorbs it and a bee comes to it, it could actually harm the bee long term. So it's definitely off the market in Massachusetts at this point. Your closest product that you'd be able to use would be, there's a new product out there from BioAdvanced. It's just called Shrub. This is the old one was Tree and Shrub. This is like Shrub. I'm trying to look it up because I know, I think it's just called Tree, because it used to be called Tree and Shrub, but I think they just renamed it to, because it's a slower release for it, for like woolly adelgid, those types of things.
Yeah.
What is it? It's killing me here. I think it's just called Tree. Tree Protectant or... Shrub. Or is it called Tree? Shrub Care. That's what it is. I'm sorry. So it's called Shrub Care. Okay. It's a protectant feed at this point. It will do some of the same things. It's just a different active ingredient. It will help with disease control, those types of things. It'll take a little bit longer to get into the soil, into the plant, but it is definitely what they've kind of replaced it with.
And I can use that on my birch, too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
It's definitely something you can do.
Okay. I have two Ichthyanthus, one on the Cape, one off. The one on the Cape does not bloom. The one off Cape is loaded.
Okay. What's the different conditions between the two? Are they both sunny? Are they both...
The one off Cape is probably a little more shaded than the one off on Cape.
Okay.
They're both huge. I don't trim the one off Cape. I do trim this one, but only after the one off Cape has bloomed. And I go, okay, it's the time.
Gotcha. Now, so, right here, I hear the music here. So before we get into it a little bit, let's, I have some thoughts on it. I'm going to take a break here. So hang tight with me. On the other side, we'll go over a few things that we can do to kind of change it a little bit, maybe try to get it a little bit better, and go from there. Okay. For everybody else, we're going to take a break. We will be back in a few minutes.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect launch started this weekend.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, before the break, we were talking with Jean in regards to an Enchianthus. She has two of them, one off Cape, one on Cape. Off Cape, fine, no problems. On the Cape, issues. Not really a crazy issue, but it's just not flowering. And what's the point of an Enchianthus if it's not going to flower? So, you say you are pruning it about after the time that your the one that's off Cape would flower, right?
Yes.
Now, are they in full? Are they both in full sun, did you say?
The one off Cape might have a shade more shade, a hair more shade.
Okay. And is that in the morning or the afternoon, would you say?
Early morning.
Okay. So the other thing is, when was the last time you fertilized the one on the Cape?
It probably got some Hollytone this spring because it has a hydrangea in front of it.
Okay. I think we need to do a little bit more for it to push it to form some of its buds, form more of the everything, because it does want a very acidic soil. The hydrangea that's near it, is it doing okay?
Yes.
No problems with it?
No, other than the winter.
Huh? Yeah.
All of my hydrangeas, yeah.
That one, I can. I know that answer without even asking. It's everywhere right now, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is I wouldn't prune it this year if you might have already done it.
No,
that's the case.
Haven't.
Okay. Don't prune it this year.
Okay.
That could do some changing for it. Let it kind of do its thing. I wish you could get it a little bit more sun, but I don't think that's too bad. I think I think if you're only getting morning shade, I think it's okay. Because they can live
without. This one gets more This one gets more sun because it faces south, and we have solar on the roof, and it cranks, you know?
Okay.
And we just had a house built next door, so they took down all the trees.
Yep. Now, is this something where it's just went in, just the past couple of years that it stopped flowering, or it just never has?
No, past couple of years.
Now, was the house built a couple of years ago?
The new house was built last spring.
Okay, because sometimes that could be doing some damage in the area where it's causing the plants to do that. So that could be part of it. I'd really like you to fertilize it heavily. Maybe instead of using Holytone, maybe hit it with a 10-10-10, right?
Okay.
Use the 10-10-10 all-purpose. It's going to give it a good boost for the rest of the season. We're trying to really reestablish it, get it a little bit more going to it. Next spring.
And quite a bit because it's huge.
Yeah, so the 10-10-10, you don't need a ton of it.
Okay.
Depending upon the size of the plant, it will tell you right on the package. So let me pull up the package while we're talking here. Okay. So you would only need
8-10 feet high and maybe as wide.
Yep. So you really only need about an eighth of a cup to a quarter of a cup per plant. Once it's established, so not a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Throw that around, mix it in, water it in. Next spring, I want to see you use a super phosphate, right? So that one with the middle number, that's the high number, so like a 0.18.0 or 0.44.0. You don't need a lot of that either, but I want you to use it because what it's going to do is it's going to help stimulate some more root growth, but it's also going to stimulate more flowering to it eventually. To get it to flower because it's a flower stimulator. So I think that's going to help you as well. And I think that's going to be like the big thing for it. And I think that's going to help it.
And it's too late for
at this point, it might be
this year.
I mean, you know, the temperatures have been so cool. It wouldn't hurt trying it out, but I don't think it's going to push the flowers this year, but it could help the root system develop for next year as well. So it wouldn't hurt. Just you don't have to use a lot of it. I wouldn't use the garden food and the superphosphate. I'd pick one.
Okay.
One or the other.
Yep.
All righty?
Okay. Yes. Thank you, Patrick.
All right, Gene. You have a great rest of your day.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That's going to do it. That'll wrap up the show. Appreciate all the phone calls. Tons of them today. Hopefully this rainy pattern is past us by the end of the week. Until next week, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. We're all we got. Talk to you guys soon. Have a good one.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.